Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Esprit.net News.
I want to get the language right tonight.
This is America. The president is back.
Never let anybody tell you that your efforts don't matter.
This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people.
Politicians and commentators.
Don't let anybody take your man.
I remind you that I've done this before.
It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people.
You have tuned into Independent Thought Radio, where we cover world and national news with current affairs. Some good, some bad, but it's all the news you need to know. I'm your host, Jerome Esprit, bringing you straight talk outside the headlines. So sit back and relax, call in, or hit us up in chat. Now, as long as you're ready, we're ready.
Welcome again to Esprit.net News on Esprit Radio. I'm your host, Jerome. We are here giving you a week worth of news in just one setting. On this program, Tulsa police officer is charged with manslaughter in the fatal shooting of Terrence Crutcher, and all non-Africans today can trace their ancestry to one population emerging from Africa. That's what a new study is saying. And an Italian woman who claimed to be the world's oldest natural mother is 61. She had a baby at 61. We have that and this week in court and much more. So I want to welcome you onto the show. If you're listening to archives, you know we're here live. Dial in, or if you're actually listening on the internet, you can dial in. Area code 323-693-3038, and check us out. I want to say hey to everyone who's on the line, and hey to everyone in the chat. And if you want to come in, just hit one on your line, and we'll see what we can do to bring you in. Now, our first story, computer hackers wiped out personal information from at least 500 million Yahoo users, and which is what is believed to be the biggest data break-in at an email provider. Now, the massive security breakdown disclosed it's posing new headaches. I didn't want to read you all of the boring stuff from Yahoo, but you know, the new headache from they're describing it as a fractured Yahoo. Their CEO, Marissa Meyer, she's trying to scramble to close this $4.8 billion sale to Verizon. But if I was Verizon, I'd wait and see who's going to sue Yahoo. That's just me. Might want to be careful on that. Now, also, as far as data breaches are concerned, officials are looking into reports that there was a breach of a non-secure email account belonging to a contracted White House employee that mined and leaked a slew of sensitive information that pertained to the administration officials. Now, this goes all the way up to the president himself. Now, the breach involved an account belonging to a college student employed at the White House as an associate. Now, details about the Secret Service, the military staffers who accompanied the president on his trip to Cuba. They also have the White House travel manual, which includes IT security information, the routes for movements for the vice president, for Joe Biden, for various trips around the U.S. this year. They have schedules and movements of the first lady, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, and the former president Bill Clinton. They have data, personal data from other White House staffers, and an image of the first lady's passport, including sensitive personal information. Now, the hacked email account, which reportedly is a Google Gmail server is hosting, so it's a Gmail account, belongs to a student. I guess that the sensitive email was forwarded to from someone else. So, you know, when you work in some place and they copy you on stuff, well, he had all the sensitive information. I guess if you're a contractor of the government, you think they'd be a little careful on information, but apparently not. Just wanted to share that for the story, for the record. Apparently not. Now, I want to remind you, you're listening to Esprit Net News on Esprit Radio. You can call in and join us, area code 323-693-3038, and hit one on your line if you actually want to come in and have a question or comment about any story, or just talk about a story that I'm probably not going to talk about. You never know. Today we have a lot of news. Now, George Washington's estate finally acknowledges his biracial family tree. Historians prove the first president's adopted son fathered children with slaves. I don't know where this is going. The National Park Service and the nonprofit that runs the George Washington Mount Vernon estate have concluded the first president's family tree has been biracial from its earlier branches. George Washington Park, I guess his cust was 16 when he returned home from Princeton to Mount Vernon, where he would be accused of fathering children with slaves. The first official acknowledgement came in June when Park Service reenacted the 1821 wedding of Maria Carter and Charles Suffolk. The reenactment by their descendants at Arlington House. Now, the hilltop that the mansion overlooks the Capitol that Custis is built. So, went a long way just to say they're even reenacting the interracial stuff that was going on in the Washington House. But just so you know, the Washington family and the state is acknowledging that they have some Washingtons, which we all knew, some Washingtons that was in the family tree of George Washington that were black. All right, just thought I'd throw that in there. Now, in other news, you know, Tulsa police officer Betty Shelby was charged with first-degree manslaughter today for fatally shooting an unarmed Terrence Crutcher. Tulsa County District Attorney, sorry about that, Stephen Kurtzwalder announced the charges. A warrant has been issued for her arrest, but they added that arrangements are being made for her to surrender to the county sheriff's department. Now, Shelby, who's 42, fired her weapon on September 16th after police approached him because his vehicle had stalled in the middle of the highway. Video footage released by Tulsa police shows that he had his hands raised in the air and eventually placed them on his vehicle, which his windows were up. Moments later, one officer tried to tase him, followed by Shelby's shooting him. So Shelby has been an officer for the Tulsa Police Department since 2011, but she is being charged with first-degree manslaughter. Now, Glenn Reynolds, a University of Tennessee law professor and sometimes a USA Today columnist, has been suspended from Twitter after he was telling his followers to run down Charlotte protesters. But he apparently didn't realize that he made a mistake until he was contacted by the press. So he said, "I saw that it was suspended. I didn't know why," is what he's telling the Knoxville News Sentinel in an email. Reynolds, who is also a columnist for the News Sentinel, told the paper that he supported peaceful protest against police violence and had demanded more accountability from the police for years. This is all well and good to say after the fact, but Reynolds' account was restored after he agreed to delete the offending tweet. So he just told people to run over protesters, and now he wants to clean it up a little bit. So he didn't really mean that. What he said was, drive really fast so you don't have to stop because it's scary being locked in your car when it's violence. That's pretty much what he said. I'm paraphrasing because I don't want to read any more of his statement. Whatever to him. All right. Colin Kaepernick, his protest of the national anthem continues to gain traction. San Francisco's 49er quarterback is gracing the cover of Time magazine for October 3rd. Now, it's the October 3rd issue, showing the world that his actions have sparked a much-needed conversation, a national conversation on race and inequity in America, is what the SB Sports is reporting. But he is on the cover of Time, and a lot of people have been coming out in support of and talking about what's going on with him. So I have some more news stories a little later on about that. In the meantime, President Obama used his last address at the United Nations to bat down the kind of cruel, what he called kind of crude populism. Today, a national ringing by walls would only imprison, a nation ringed by walls is what he said, not ringing, but a nation ringed by walls would only imprison itself. So the president said to the UN General Assembly, and he also warned that an alternative visions of the world will succeed if heads of state don't force a course of correction from the current path of globalization. I think he's actually talking about globalization when it talks to corporate globalization as well. But he delivered his remarks to dignitaries at the UN gathering for his last time as the President of the United States. I think he's going to be UN Secretary at some point. But the President aggressively pushed for global unification and the spread of liberal democracy. See how well it's working here. But he said the real problem with globalization have been neglected, and that has given a rise to religious fundamentalism. So, the politics of ethnic tribes or sect, aggressive nationalism, and crude populism. Now, the embrace of brutish nationalist tendencies comes sometimes from the far left, but more often from the far right, is what he contended in his speech, which seeks to restore what they believe was a better, simpler age, free from outside contamination. We cannot dismiss these visions. They are powerful. They reflect dissatisfaction from too many of our citizens. And the exiting U.S. president said that he does not believe that positioning will bring about security and prosperity, because those visions fail to recognize at a very basic level our common humanity. So the president tried to be the grown person in the room again, but he says societies must reject any forms of fundamentalism or racism or a belief in ethnic superiority that makes our traditional identities he just said that it's going to be it's just going to be bad. I don't know why I'm tongue twisted today, but anyway, he said it's going to be not irreconcilable, and it is something that we need to be conscious of in our modern society. That's what I was trying to say. Not to reconcile. All right. Now, the president also delivered his final keynote address as Commander-in-Chief on Saturday at the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation, but he started his speech with some not-so-subtle jabs at the Republican presidential candidate. Just a day earlier, Trump admitted Obama was born in the U.S., ending his birther movement, is what they're saying, But the president began the speech by saying, "I've got an extra spring in my step tonight. I don't know about you guys, but I'm so relieved that the whole Bertha thing is over." And he also said that ISIL, North Korea, poverty, climate change, none of those things weighed on my mind like the validity of my birth certificate. Of course, he was being sarcastic. Another breaking news in the world is round and not flat, is what he once said. The world is round and not flat. Now, he said that you may have heard or might have had, yeah, you might have heard Hillary's opponent say that there's never been a worse time to be a black person. I mean, I think he missed a whole civics lesson about slavery and Jim Crow, but we got a museum for him to visit, educate him. He says we got nothing left to lose, so we might as well vote for someone who's fought against the civil rights and equality. Now, he called Trump a force of opposition and said that while black Americans might have challenges, they're not stupid, and then said the Republicans are still making it harder to vote and care about restricting minority voters than creating stricter gun laws. I don't know why I'm tongue-tied today, but that's what he said, to paraphrase. And he also told the caucus that if they wanted to protect his legacy and give him a good send-off, they would vote this November. He'll consider it a personal insult to his legacy if the community fails to vote, is what he said. And there's no such thing as a vote that doesn't matter. It all matters. So there you have it from the president. And I'm not going to even comment on that. But Kai, Kathleen, I see you guys are on there. If you guys want to come in at any time, just hit one on your line, and we'll bring you in. We'll talk about that stuff later. But the First Lady, Michelle Obama, told Stephen Colbert on The Late Show on Tuesday night that she had no sympathy for Melania Trump with November's presidential election looming. She said that she had a choice not to support her husband. If she didn't believe in her husband, she said that she would have told him about it and couldn't have supported his run. Now, so no sympathy is what she added. Now, host Colbert said that he had some sympathy for her following the plagiarism scandal at the Republican convention in July, but the First Lady did not touch it at all. She did laugh, but she never really mentioned it. All right, now the National Cancer Institute, part of the U.S. Justice or U.S. Department of Health, now advises that cannabis may be useful in treating side effects of cancer and cancer treatment by smoking, eating it in baked products, drinking herbal teas, or even spraying it under the tongue. Now, in their website, they also list other uses: anti-inflammatory activity, blocking cell growth, preventing the growth of blood vessels that supply tumors, an antiviral activity, and relieving muscle spasms caused by multiple sclerosis. So this is the first time that a government agency actually said that marijuana cures cancer, or it's an effective, let me make sure I get it right. They're saying that it has positive effects in treating cancer. All right, so just wanted to make that clear. Now, at least 15 black people have died during encounters with police since San Francisco 49er quarterback Colin Kaepernick began his protest of police violence. And the Guardian paper compiled some numbers the other day, and I know we had a couple die recently, so I don't know if they're in the 15, but he first drew attention on August 26th. In preseason, but when he wasn't playing, he was still protesting, so we didn't catch the first couple of weeks. So we're almost like a month of him doing that. When he was told the NFL.com that he was not going to stand up to show pride, I guess he's not going to stand up to show pride in the flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color, the NFL Players Association, which has stood behind him, his right to protest, released a statement this week. They said, we don't stop being in the land of the free and the home of the brave when a citizen is asked to take a back seat for expressing his freedom by those sworn to defend it. That was DeMaurice Smith, who is the NFL Players Association Executive Director. He released a statement. He also said, players don't stop being men and citizens just because they're wearing a jersey. So if you want to argue that at work at some point, you might want to throw that in there. They are still human and they're still citizens. So they get to do whatever the heck they want to. As long as they don't do it while they're playing the game. That was before the game started. All right. The Chicago Police Department is adding 970 more officers to its roster over the next 2 years in an attempt to halt the 50% surge in violence in the city that they have sustained this year. So I don't know how they're going to expedite the training, being that we have police issues, but I'm not going to even go there. All right, now actress Gabrielle Union revealed that she would love to sit down with comic Amy Schumer and model Kate Upton to discuss their eras and their ways. Now, the Birth of a Nation actress, because she's in the Birth of a Nation, that's coming out, I guess it's soon, I guess in October. She was reacting to the social media statements made by each of the stars that she felt was insensitive to an ongoing social strife in the African-American community. Now, Amy Schumer, if you don't know, she kind of said something like that black men, they whistle or catcaller more often than any other group kind of thing. And she also said that she used to date a Hispanic, but she didn't like getting raped or something like that, to some degree. I'm paraphrasing. But she actually deleted that tweet, and I think it was in her stand-up, but she actually took that down. And Gabrielle Union said, maybe I can help to explain the oppressive system that have benefited and allowed them to say these careless, insensitive, and official and offensive things. Now, those conversations are awkward as F, and they get heated, similar to watching people have conversations about consent. So she's saying, yes, white folks, there are awkward conversations, but apparently we need to have them when you start saying crazy stuff like that. Now, model Kate Upton, she said that the people who kneeled, I guess it was the Miami Dolphins football team, who was sitting down doing the national anthem on September 11th anniversary, that she would never imagine anybody sitting down. And it was a disgrace to those people who served and currently serve our country. So ESPN journalist Jemele Hill tweeted that she was wondering if Upton sent supporting tweets when unarmed black men were killed, and she was just asking. And Jemele also said that she noted that Kate Upton's political uncle, Michigan Congressman Fred Upton, had in the past, he voted 3 times against aiding those who develop health problems as a result of assisting victims in 9/11 and officials in the wake of the unprecedented act of terror. So although her uncle is supporting or pretty much not funding any health stuff that people have during 9/11, she said, you may want to change your activism and talk to your uncle instead of worrying about people kneeling down about black people getting shot. I'm paraphrasing you, Jemele. Now, also, Gabrielle Union, who is appearing in Nat Turner's tale, Birth of a Nation. If you don't know who Nat Turner is, this is pretty much a great time to figure out who Nat Turner was. Now, she said that while she wasn't able to converse in depth with on the topic with her co-stars in the film, who's Armie Hammer, Penelope Ann Miller, Jackie Earle Haley, who's amongst them. She believes that they are well aware of what white privilege is, and she said that although she may not have the conversation now, in the future she's going to have that conversation, because she said that most Europeans know what white privilege is. So big ups to Gabrielle Union for calling those two nuts out, because I know sometimes we don't like our actors and sports people being activists, but sometimes some things need to be said. So Amy Schumer, you don't get to walk around here and just say what you want. Gabrielle Union, you just might get checked by her. Just wanted to put that out. All right, you're listening to ESPNet News on ESPN Radio. You can call in and join us at area code 323-693-3038. You can check us out online at espnradio.soulofsyracuse.com and check out our shows and archives. There's always some news you can use. That tagline is Lucy Sanchez Abreu. Just want to say hey to Lucy, just in case you're listening. And, you know, you can always find something in the archive. So just check it out, espnradio.soulofsyracuse.com. Now, two aides in New York, Cuomo, New York State Governor Cuomo's administration, they abbreviated, two aides were arrested. Seven others were indicted on federal corruption charges. Now, prosecutors unsealed an 80-page indictment today that named two of Cuomo's former advisors as defendants, a senior New York State official, and six others also named in the complaint. The main thrust of the case is that Cuomo's aide engaged in various unlawful activities as a part of a broad effort to lure businesses to New York and improve the state's economy. So here's what happened. They were bribing people and changing the RFP or the process in which you qualify for loans when you bid on projects. So since they changed the criteria to fit themselves, they're now brought up on charges. So there you have it, in it, kind of in a clean little nutshell for you. All right, now researchers at the University of Florida say that the American alligator is 6 million years older than previously thought and is almost identical to its ancestors that lived at least 8 million years ago. So interesting enough, I have a crocodile story later, so you know we'll hit that in a minute. Now, billionaire George Soros will invest $500 million in the private sector to help out refugees and migrants. He said that he will invest up to $500 million in startups, businesses, and social impact initiatives that will help ease the refugee crises. I'm not going any farther than that on that. Just wanted to share that part. Now, a mother sparks a debate by sharing a picture of herself nursing her nephew. And her sibling later returned the favor, which means she nursed her child. Now, the photo that was shared on Facebook board showed this woman smiling in the camera while breastfeeding her nephew. Giving the baby someone else's milk is known as wet nursing, just in case you don't know. And it's just an interesting viral story that I'm sure, you know, Kathleen, I see you on there, hey. If you want to come in at any time, that is a story that I am not going to touch any farther than that. Just in case Loki is on there too, Brother Wing, we're not touching that. All right, now Michigan State fires a doctor who is accused of sexual assault by the Sydney Olympic gymnast. Now the Michigan State doctor is facing a growing chorus of sexual assault allegations and has been fired by the university, but there's no official comment yet. But we'll keep an eye on that story. But apparently he has been let go. Now, one student was hospitalized and at least 180 charged with underage drinking at the University of Delaware at a frat party. Now, the party at the house near campus was raided at about 4 p.m. Last Saturday. An estimated 200 people were in attendance, and about 180 were cited for underage consumption, and one was hospitalized. So there you have it. You might want to talk to your kids about underage drinking. You don't want to get into that too much. Now, XL babies are more likely to excel, is what this research findings say, that children born with big heads have a better chance of success in the future. Now, the researchers were in the UK. Not saying anything bad about that. But they said that they're monitoring 500,000 British youngsters from birth to determine the connection between the brain's function and a person's DNA. But they still feel like if you have a big head, you're going to be successful. Or you're going to excel. Yeah, I don't know what I think about that. Now, the Magnificent Seven is like a jazz band, is what director Antoine Fuqua has said in an interview this week. He said it's infusing their remake of the old Western classic, The Magnificent Seven, with a fresh perspective, was the job of the whole team that's behind this new film by Antoine Fuqua. Now, he also did the book of, oh gosh, I forgot the name that quick. The other Denzel, the Book of Eli, the other Denzel Washington movie, but Denzel is the star of this one. And the filmmaker in his star-studded cast, by the way, it is star-studded, he said that when we all get together, we talk about scenes, it happens like a jazz band, and just saying that everybody, although they're big stars, everyone's cool and are adding to the film. So he was just speaking about how harmonious the whole environment is with this movie. Now, the Magnificent Seven star Denzel Washington revealed that he prefers to watch his films in the theaters with regular folks. So if you're going to see this movie, look around and see if you see Denzel in the building, because he may be there. I don't have any insight on what theaters to go to, but that is what he said. Now, a Pennsylvania man has survived a horrific car crash that killed his girlfriend by crawling to a road 3 days after the accident. Now, Indiana State Police found Kevin Bell, who's 39, along a U.S. road 3 days after he and his girlfriend, Nikki Reed, lost control of the car and struck a tree. She was driving, and Reed, who was 37, died on the scene of that crash, and Mr. Bell sustained leg injuries and had prevented him from seeking help. But the couple had been reported missing by Mrs. Reed's family, and they finally found him. But he actually did all of the work. The car is pretty much wrapped around the tree. All right, now, a man who was mugged at an ATM later hit his robber with his car, takes his money out of the guy's pocket, and leaves the bloody thief on the street. Now, authorities say the man who was robbed at gunpoint after withdrawing money from an ATM in Philadelphia then drove and struck the perpetrator. He ran him over and then took his money back. So, mental note for people who are robbing folks at ATMs, don't walk in front of the car. I'm just joking. I shouldn't have said that. My bad. I'm back. All right, now, a bus driver mistakenly dropped a 6-year-old girl off at the wrong stop, leaving her 9 miles from her house, and forced her to ask a stranger for help. Now, a school bus driver, this also happened in Philadelphia, dropped the 6-year-old off. I'm not going to say her name, but dropped her at the wrong stop, and she said that she was scared and had to ask a stranger for help. And luckily, the stranger did a good deed and helped the girl out. But that could have went all sorts of wrong. So school bus drivers, pay attention. All right. Now, a naked man breaks into a Florida home and attacks and bites 3 people before dying as he was restrained inside. Now, authorities in Florida are investigating the suspicious death of some naked man who is identified as 40-year-old James Raines, who allegedly broke into a house and attacked people on last Saturday. So we don't know how he died after being restrained, but anyway, I can't say that I'm feeling any kind of way about this. All right, another story I really don't feel any kind of way about is boxing promoter and convicted killer Don King flew to Cleveland with Donald Trump this week, and he was continuing his outreach for, I guess, for African-American voters. And Trump met with a group of city pastors, and when King introduced them, he told a story about advising Michael Jackson that he would be a Negro no matter what or no matter how rich and famous he became. And then he told the congregation that he preferred to use the N-word and then used it by accident, is what he said. He said, if you're dancing and sliding and gliding, you're a gliding N-word. I mean Negro, is what he said. So, okay, Willie D, you can add another person on to your song for that's Don King, D-O-N-K-I-N-G, if you need to do that. All right, now a church admits, or sorry, he quits. He didn't admit. They didn't admit anything, but Catholic Church acquits a Mexican priest who admitted that he raped 30 young girls, even though he knew he was infected with HIV. Now, the priest was absolved of any wrongdoing by the Diocese of Mexico, this is the country, even though he acknowledged sexually assaulting dozens of indigenous young girls. So, girls of color is what they did not want to say, but the Catholic Church has, I don't even know what to say about that. I'm done with that story. Now, an Italian woman who claimed to have become the world's oldest natural mother, she is 61. Now, I don't keep track of these numbers, and I don't know what the numbers are, but she's saying that she's the oldest person to deliver a healthy boy, a healthy baby. Now, she is in Italy. I don't know if she's just talking about there, but local reports are saying that she had no fertility treatment despite being 61. So there you have it. I'm thinking she hasn't gone outside her village, but I'm pretty sure people have had babies that old before. I'm just guessing. Now, a former prostitute and penthouse is jailed for smuggling meth into Australia. Yes, that's right. She had sex with a guard in prison in exchange for phone calls, so that's why she actually made the news. Now, Simone Farrell, who's a former penthouse model and prostitute, allegedly had sex with a prison guard in an effort to get privileges after being put behind bars for dealing drugs in Sydney in 2009, but she is still making a name for herself, so to speak. Anyway, just thought I'd throw that out there. Now, a Texas school is posting a warning that its staff may be armed and use whatever force is necessary to protect their students. Now, the Medina Independent School District, their sign reads, "Please beware that the staff of Medina ISD, that's Independent School District, may be armed and will use whatever force is necessary to protect our students." I don't know why people think that that kind of thinking is cute. It's not, but there you have it. I don't know where that school district is anyway. All right, now, a cannibal cop who claims dozens of female fans he claims that they're reaching out to him on social media and asking for dates. But after he's been cleared of plotting to eat 100 women, including his wife. Now, this guy, Gilberto Valles, 32, spent 21 months in jail before his conviction was overturned in 2014. A judge ruled that he was only planning on cannibalism in a forum, but he posed no real danger. Now, the FBI had found a target list of names, addresses, and photographs of women on his computer. And he had searched online for abduction methods. Prosecutors said at that time that the guy who is now divorced had, says that he hasn't been married for quite a few years. And I guess it's 4 years because his daughter's four. But his wife actually went to the police and told him. And but he said he's received messages from at least 50 women on social media. I think they were just liking your picture probably, but I don't know if they like you. But he took one of them on a romantic evening, including dinner, at a Chinese restaurant near Wall Street. I guess he's in New York State. And then to the top of the Empire State Building. People are sick. I know the Menendez got married in jail and all that other stuff, but jeez, it can't be that slim of pickings out here. All right, just want to remind you, listen to Esprit.net News on Esprit Radio. You can always check us out every week, 11 p.m. roughly, Eastern Standard Time on Thursday nights, or you can check us out in the archives. There are no time limit on when you can download and listen to the show. So just go to BTR, this Blog Talk Radio, add us into your RSS feeds, and you can download the show to your tablets or to your phone. So there you have it if you don't want to go online and check out our, I guess, our archive shows. You can just have them downloaded to your phone and listen to them all at once. I think that's what my brother does, but I'm not trying to blow him out of the water. Now, a California man pleads guilty to murdering his parents and paralyzing his 8-year-old brother in a shooting attack at their luxury home. Now, Aston Sachs, who was 19 when he drove from his Seattle college to his parents' $2.5 million home in Orange County and opened fire on his family, killing his parents and paralyzing his brother. But he pled guilty. I think he should have pled guilty. Just wanted to add that to the record. And, you know, also, you know, while I'm at it, because I don't want to end on such a bad story, but a wealthy couple drugged a woman, forced her to violent threesomes at the Sundance Film Festival, also held, was in the news this week. They were extradited to Utah to face charges. And a married music teacher made videos of at least 40 elementary school girls. So I just thought I'd have to throw in the rest of them because you know how this goes. We don't believe it until we hear it. So wanted to share that. But in a really good story, Derek Culpepper, who's 40, he's the dad of Linda, who's 3. They shared their morning ritual of doing hair styling duties. They're in Texas. And despite him being a barber, Derek claims that he still finds it difficult to style his daughter's hair, but she helps him by telling him how well he's doing. So they caught it on tape. She's talking about, you're doing a great job. She's encouraging him while he's messing up this little girl's hair. It is amazing, but it is a really good job. So just wanted to share that story while I was at it. Oh, I forgot the mauled crocodile story. A man was mauled by a crocodile that he named because he used to... He called himself the Barefoot Bushman, and he was famous for riding crocodiles, and he was feeding them, stuck his hand in too far, and personally got his hand bitten off. There you have it. All right, you listen to Esprit.net News on Esprit Radio. We will see you again next week, same time, same channel. All right.